It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm, then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. The only thing that counts is faith, expressing itself through love. C'est pour la liberté que Christ nous a affranchis. Tenez donc ferme dans cette liberté et ne vous placez pas de nouveau sous la contrainte d'un esclavage. Seulement la foi agit à travers l'amour. So steht nun fest in der Freiheit, zu der uns Christus befreit hat, und lasst euch nicht wieder in ein Joch der Knechtschaft spannen. Was zählt, ist der Glaube, der durch die Liebe wirksam ist. Welcome to the audio service of the Swiss Church in London. No matter where in the world you are, in Britain, Switzerland or elsewhere, it is a pleasure to have you with us as we worship together from our homes. If you have a candle at home, I invite you to light it now and to pray for someone who needs your good thoughts today. And if you have a smartphone, why don't you take a picture of the candle and send it to the person you are keeping in your prayers? It can make all the difference to someone's day to know that they are not forgotten. Today is Reformation Sunday, and I have invited people from different Protestant denominations to send in prayers and readings. You will hear new voices and also some familiar voices leading us today through this service. And as we mark this day today, let us be grateful that we as a congregation have overcome the separating boundaries of church families, and that Roman Catholics, Protestants, people from other faith traditions and none can come before God together in friendship. Looking back in history, this is a true achievement and one to be cherished and nurtured. Reverend Merit Engel will now lead us in prayer.
Living God, we are celebrating the Reformation Day. We thank you that you are still at work in the life of the Church, reforming and reshaping us and remaking us into your image. One of the ways we reflect your image is how we care for one another with love and prayer. We pray for those who are sick, those who are grieving, for all who are affected by the coronavirus all around the world. There is lots of uncertainty around us, but you tell us over and over again not to be afraid. Help us to remember that you are a God who never sleeps, a God on whom we can depend in any, every situation. When we feel lost and alone, teach us that you are there. When we feel overwhelmed by trouble, unsure of our ability to get through, help us to remember that you are close by. When we feel uncertain of the way ahead, fearful of what the future may hold, teach us that you are watching over us. Help us to understand that whatever we may face, you will guide and guard. Und so bitten wir dich, dass du uns nahe bist, Gott, in London, in der Schweiz und an jedem anderen Ort auf der Welt. Leite und begleite du uns alle. Amen.
As we are once more at home today, we are allowed to sing to Peter's wonderful organ music that he has recorded for us at home. And to start with, we will sing one of my favorites, Be Thou My Vision. And you can find the words on the Swiss Church webpage.
Voici la parole adressée à Jérémie par l'Éternel. Lève-toi et descends à la maison du potier. Là, je te ferai entendre mes paroles. Je suis descendu à la maison du potier et j'ai vu qu'il façonnait un objet sur un tour, mais le vase d'argile qu'il façonnait ne donnait rien dans sa main. Alors, il a recommencé un autre vase en le faisant comme il lui plaisait. Et voici la parole de l'Éternel qui m'a été adressée. Ne puis-je pas agir envers vous comme ce potier, communauté d'Israël, déclare l'Éternel. Vous êtes dans sa main comme de l'argile, dans la main du potier, communauté d'Israël. Parfois je parle à propos d'une nation ou d'un royaume, d'arracher, de démolir ou de détruire, mais si la nation dont j'ai parlé renonce à son mauvais comportement, je renoncerai au mal que j'avais prévu de lui faire.
The second hymn that we are going to sing now is a Reformation classic. Wer nur den lieben Gott lässt walten.
From 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 1 to verse 8. You yourselves know, brothers and sisters, that our coming to you was not in vain, but though we had already suffered and been shamefully maltreated at Philippi, as you know, we had courage in our God to declare to you the gospel of God in spite of great opposition. For our appeal does not spring from deceit or impure motives or trickery, but just as we have been approved by God to be entrusted with the message of the gospel, even so we speak not to please mortals, but to please God who tests our hearts. As you know, and as God is our witness, we never came with words of flattery or with a pretext for greed. Nor did we seek praise from mortals, whether from you or from others, though we might have made demands as apostles of Christ. But we were gentle among you, like a nurse tenderly caring for her own children. So deeply do we care for you, that we are determined to share with you not only the gospel of God, but also our own selves, because you have become very dear to us.
What will people say? What will people think of me? These are questions we probably all ask ourselves from time to time, consciously or unconsciously. People's opinions about us do affect us, whether we want it or not. Why is that? I recently read the book Intimations by British author Sadie Smith, a collection of essays that she wrote in the early stages of lockdown. And in that book she says, without love, life is just doing time. Without that element of love present in some form, somewhere in our lives, there really is only time. And there will always be too much of it. Even if you don't have a minute to spare, still, all of that time without love will feel empty and endless. The purpose of life is to feel loved and recognized and to belong. Without a sense of belonging, life is very lonely and it gets reduced to filling the time between our first breath and our last. This longing for love makes us vulnerable because we depend on others. And so we talk, dress, and behave in certain ways to please others and to find recognition. Yet it can be exhausting to wanting to please others. And we have probably all been at the point when we said to ourselves, I don't care what others think. But deep down we do, at least most of us. And this creates a dilemma. On one hand, we want to be recognized by others. And on the other hand, we want to be free of people's opinions about us, be they good or bad. Christianity, and particularly Protestant Christianity, has a straightforward answer for that dilemma. Our justification comes from God, and God alone. God knew us and loved us even before we were born. We don't have to find justification in others or within ourselves, which often is even harder. God approves of us, and nothing can undo this approval. We are not trying to please men, but God who tests our hearts, Paul says to the early Christians in Thessalonica. This sounds like a pretty good bargain. But every good bargain has two ends, and that's true for God's approval of us too. God can only approve of us if we believe and trust that there is a God who does approve of us. If we don't believe in God, then how can we believe in God's loving and unconditional love? But to have faith is complicated. There are days when we find it easy to believe in God's care for us humans. And then there are days when we seriously doubt that there is any kind of purpose in this wide, mysterious universe. But let's leave behind our doubts for a bit and think about God. It seems God has hobbies. Did you know that? And he seems to have a particular fascination for pottery. God finds potter shops so inspiring that he once sent Prophet Jeremiah to the local potter to observe him shaping his ceramics. Go down to the potter's house, he said to Jeremiah, and there I will give you my message. So Jeremiah went and he saw the potter work on his wheel. Every now and then, a creation was flawed, and Jeremiah saw the potter squashing and reshaping the clay into something new. After Jeremiah had observed the potter for a while, God gave him the message. My people are like clay in my hand, God said. If you repent from your evil intentions, then I will not destroy you, but shape you into a more beautiful object. We often act in a way that hurts God's creation, sometimes out of evil intentions, sometimes out of ignorance. That's what the Bible calls sin. Yet ignorance does not mean that we are not accountable. As an example, just because we didn't know that we can't meet in groups of more than 6 people at the moment, doesn't mean that we can't legally be held accountable. Such is our accountability in God. It is our task to gain wisdom and to search for the truth. We are responsible for our actions, and we will ultimately be held accountable. To be a human being on this planet, trotting along on life's path, means that we sometimes get it wrong, collectively as human beings, or individually through our deliberate actions. That's when the pottery is flawed. Yet God can reshape us and make us into something more beautiful on his wheel. If we acknowledge our wrongdoing, our sinfulness, and if we keep searching for the truth, then we will become an ever more beautiful vessel in God's hands. In God is forgiveness, beauty, and acceptance always. God is dynamic, like a potter reshaping his creations. We will mess up, and we will bounce back. We will go down the path of evil, and we will take a turn for the better. We will be ignorant, and we will gain wisdom. We will be judged by other people, and we will be our own harsh critiques, yet we will be accepted by God if we trust and have faith in her dynamic ways. There is this saying in music and sporting circles, what happens on tour stays on tour. It is a phrase agreed by people who travel together for sport events or music shows, in essence meaning that all exploits during the tour must be kept strictly confidential and not be discussed with anyone outside the group. Such is our relationship with God. We are together on this journey, and what happens between me and God, no one else needs to know. God tests our hearts, and God alone is our judge and witness. We don't need to look for praise from other humans. Our relationship with God is our moral compass. God knows. We know. The moment I know and admit my failures and choose to get it right, God will already have forgiven us. And that's when the healing process can begin. We don't need anyone else's opinion. What happens on tour stays on tour. It's between me and God. This, in essence, is the message of the Reformation that has its roots in 15th century Europe. No one stands between us and God. We don't need priests to absolve us from our sins. It's between me and God. My end of the bargain is to put faith in God and to trust in her forgiving ways. God's end of the bargain is to accept us and to stay with us and always give us another chance. And so our relationship with God is like a dance, sometimes sweeping the dance floor gracefully, then again standing on each other's feet, stumbling and falling, but never letting go. The dance with God will build up our confidence in ourselves and ultimately lead us to the most precious gift for us and for the world around us, which is freedom. And only a truly free heart is able to love unconditionally, no matter how we dress or talk or behave. And it's this kind of love that the world needs. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. Amen. A few announcements before we come to the end of the service. We are planning to go ahead with the commemoration service at the Swiss Church on the 22nd of November at 11 o'clock. That is, if government guidelines will allow. So please do consult our webpage or get in touch with Carla for updated information. I would like to thank everyone listening to our church services for your generous donations. Each one of your donations has helped the Swiss Church to get through this financially challenging year. You can find all the donation details on our webpage.
Let us pray for all the peoples of the world who suffer abuse, homelessness, racism, hunger, poverty, or any man-made prejudice. Give them the strength to overcome all obstacles and to create the world God would want for us. Amen.
Guter Gott, wir beten für alle Kirchen und Gemeinden hier und weltweit. Lass uns wertschätzen, was uns verbindet und nicht nur auf das blicken, was uns trennt. Sei du unsere Mitte und das Fundament für das gemeinsame Zeugnis von Versöhnung und Hoffnung. Das bitten wir im Namen Gottes, des Vaters und des Sohnes und des Heiligen Geistes. Kyrie eleison.
For peace and reconciliation, Vrede en Verzoening, Versöhnung und Frieden beten wir dich. For goodwill and cooperation between our nations and our people in these difficult times. For the leaders of the world, we pray, that they govern with a warm heart and an attentive eye for those who are vulnerable. For hope we pray in fearful times. Om hoop bidden wij in deze bange tijd. In de naam van God de Moeder en van de Zoon en van de Heilige Geest. Heer, ontferm u over ons. Kyrie eleison.
Let us pray for our community. Lord Heavenly Father, we pray you make your face shine up on us during this season, a season we did not expect to find ourselves still in. Yet we know you are faithful and we put our trust in you. We praise you, Father. We lift up the leadership of our church. Give them wisdom and insight on how to proceed during this very difficult time. Thank you for the tireless input and concern for our well-being. We appreciate we can be part of our church, be that in person or listening to services via the internet. Protect them all, Lord. We pray for our church congregation, our families, our friends. Pour out your peace over each one of us. Keep us safe. Protect us and give each individual insight and what is right to do and not to do during this tier 2 phase. We pray we can draw near to you wherever we are. Come into our frustration, Lord. We ask we can use this different time in a good way and spend time with you. We ask you comfort and bring peace to each one of us. The ones who are separated from families and friends and feel that gap so greatly. Comfort the ones who mourn. Draw near to them and help them to turn their eyes towards you. Wir beten das alles im Namen vom Vater, vom Sohn und vom Heiligen Geist. Amen.
And we will end with a hymn to thank God. Du cœur et de la voix. Nun danket alle Gott. together we pray as Jesus Christ has taught us. Unser Vater im Himmel, geheiligt werde dein Name, dein Reich komme, dein Wille geschehe, wie im Himmel, so auf Erden. Unser tägliches Brot gib uns heute und vergib uns unsere Schuld, wie auch wir vergeben unseren Schuldigern. Und führe uns nicht in Versuchung, sondern erlöse uns von dem Bösen. Denn dein ist das Reich und die Kraft und die Herrlichkeit in Ewigkeit. Amen. Gott segne und behüte dich. Gott lasse sein Angesicht leuchten über dir und sei dir gnädig. Gott hebe sein Angesicht auf dich und gebe dir seinen Frieden. Que Dieu te bénisse et te protège. Que Dieu fasse briller sur toi son visage qui se penche vers toi. Que Dieu tourne vers toi son visage, qu'il t'apporte la paix. God bless you and keep you. God make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. God lift his countenance upon you and give you peace. I wish you all a wonderful Sunday. Go in peace and bring peace to the world. Gönnt in Friede und bringet der Friede in die Welt. Amen.